Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the fifth perek of Maseches Erevin, and we are up to Perek Hey Mishnah Zayin. So the Mishnah goes back to the issue of Tchumin, after we took a little bit of a break by talking about what's considered an Ir Shel Yachid, Ir Shel Rabim, and whether an Ir Shel Rabim, not what is considered, but whether an Ir Shel Rabim has problems with Shitufei Mavuos and things like that, because people will assume it's actually Rishus Rabim. So now we're going back to the issue of Tchum Shabbos. So a person's Tchum is measured from wherever he's Konas Shvisa when Shabbos starts. Normally, that's your house. But if you put an Erev Tchum in somewhere, so then you're Konas Shvisa there, and you get to have 2,000 Amos in whatever direction from there. So in order to measure your 2,000 Amos, you have to be, in order to measure your 2,000 Amos from the Makom that you want to be Konas Shvisa, you need to be within 2,000 amos of that makom when Shabbos starts. So what if you're within 2,000 amos, but of either your house or your Eruv, but you're not within 2,000 amos of both of them? Mishaya b'mizrach, let's say someone was out all the way to the east, and Shabbos began. Va'amr l'bno arev li b'mariv. And he tells his son, before Shabbos starts, make an Eruv for me to the west of my house. Or b'mariv, he was out all the way to the west of his house. Va'amr l'bno arev li b'mizrach. He tells his son, do me a favor, make an Eruv for me to the east of my house. So, if there are 2,000 amos between where he is right now and his house, but there are more than 2,000 amos between him and his Eruv, so he could go back to his house, but he's not allowed to go back to the to use the tchum of his Eruv, because even though he wanted to be Konas Shvisa wherever the Eruv was put, he can't, because he wasn't within 2,000 amos of where that Eruv was put when Shabbos started. So since the Eruv wasn't Chal, so the default is his house. His house becomes his Makom Shvisa. So he gets 2,000 Amos from his house. Le Eruv al Payamama, if he's within 2,000 Amos of his Eruv, Ulebeso Yosemikan, but he's more than 2,000 Amos away from his house, well then, Osr Lebeso, he's not allowed to go to the, he's not allowed to use the full tchum of his house, but he is allowed to use the tchum of his Eruv, because he's within 2,000 Amos of that Eruv, and we assume that's where he really wants to be Konas Shvisa. If a person's house is in a city, so we know that the halacha is, you measure the tchum not from the house, but from the edges of the city, from the borders of his city. So let's say he makes an Erev Tchumen to go beyond that, so he has to put it outside the city's borders in order for it to mean anything. So the Mishnah tells us, if a person puts his Eruv in a place that is in the Ibura Shil Ir, within 70 and two-thirds Amos of the city itself, which is considered an extension of the city, lo asav lo klum, it didn't accomplish anything, because anyway, that's considered to be part of the city. And anytime you have your house in the city, you don't need to be Konas Shvisa with an Eruv within that city. You have 2,000 Amos from the edges of the city anyway. But if he put his Eruv even one Amma outside of the border of that city, one Amma past the last hut that is on the outskirts of that city, Masha Niskar Hu Mafsid, then his Eruv is going to be Chal, and therefore, whatever distance he's allowed to go further on account of his Eruv in one direction, he loses in the opposite direction. So if now he's able to go, instead of 2,000 Amma, he put his Eruv one Amma to the east of the city. So now, instead of being able to go 2,000 Ammas to the east, he can go 2,001 Ammas to the east. That means he can only go 1,999 Ammas to the west. Whatever you gain in one direction, you lose in the other direction. So now the Mishnah talks about, what if you have two cities that are within 2,000 amos of each other, and the tchum of one city, within the tchum of one city, you have the entire other city, while the tchum of the second city ends in middle of the first city, meaning you have one city that's much larger and one city that's much smaller. So the larger city contains within its tchum the entire smaller city, but the smaller city's tchum ends within the larger city. So anshi ir gadol mahalchin es kol ir katana. The people in the larger city could go throughout the entire smaller city, because it's all within their tchum, so they could walk. The whole city will count as just Dalet Amos, so they could walk in that direction 1,996 Amos plus the entire city, because the whole city has a din of Dalet Amos. Ve'in anshi ir katana mahalchin es kol ir gadola. But the people who live in the small city can't walk through the entirety of the large city, because the large city is only partially in their tchum. So every amma of the large city counts as a real amma. We don't view the entire city as dalet amos. So they're only allowed to go 2,000 amos from their actual from the edge of their actual city. Now that's where the residents of each city are kodesh shvisa in their own homes, in their own cities. But if someone from one city puts his eruv in the other city, then the large city is considered to be just dalet amos, even for the people who live in the small city. Ketzad mishaya bi'ir gadola v'nasnes eruvo bi'ir katana. If you live in the big city and you put your eruv in the small city, bi'ir katana v'nasnes eruv bi'ir gadola, or you live in the small city and you put your eruv in the big city, mahalechas kula, then you're allowed to walk through the entire city because that's your makom shvisa. V'chutzal al payim amos, and you get another 2,000 amos in every direction. So meaning the residents of a city count the entire city as their own dalet amos, and they count the tchum from the border. So if you put the eruv in a city, you just become like a resident of the city. So the entire city is only dalet amos. But Rabbi Akiva Omer, ein lel mimakom eruvo al payim amos, that if you put your eruv in a neighboring city, but you're not there when Shabbos starts, then you only get 2,000 amos from the place of your Eruv. You don't get that entire city's borders. You don't get to measure the 2,000 amos from the borders. You don't get to consider that entire city as if it's only 4 amos. Only someone who's actually in the city when Shabbos starts could treat it as his own dalet amos, not someone who just puts an Eruv in the city. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Zayin we said that if someone was to the east of a city and he asks someone else to set up an eruv for him in the west, or vice versa, so if he's within 2,000 amos of his house but he's more than 2,000 amos from where his eruv is set up, the eruv is ineffective. If he's within 2,000 amos of the eruv and not within 2,000 amos of his house, then the eruv is effective and he's not allowed to go to his house. Someone who puts his eruv in the ibura shel ir didn't accomplish anything because that's still considered within the city limits. But whenever you put your eruv outside of the city, no matter how slightly outside of the city, the eruv is chal, and whatever you're gaining in one direction, you're losing in the other direction. Mishnah Ches, we learned that if you have a large city that has the entire neighboring small city within its tchum, but the tchum of the small city ends in the middle of the large city, so then the people from the large city can walk throughout the entire small city, and the entire small city has the din of dalet amos, whereas the people from the small city, their tchum ends in middle of the large city. And we said that that's only in a case where you didn't put your Eruv in the neighboring city. But if you did put your Eruv in the neighboring city, then we have a Machlokas Tanoim, whether that entire city becomes like Dalet Amos for you. Or Rabbi Akiva says, no, it doesn't, unless you are actually there when Shabbos begins. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perakei, Mishnah Tes.